You know, in the churches of Christ, because we do not believe that the Old Testament is a book that is for us today. And if you want to look at that, you can see in Colossians the second chapter, verse 14, Hebrews chapter 8, 9, and 10 helps us to be able to see that we're not under that old law, under the law of Moses again. And we're not supposed to be. God said He was going to give us another covenant, or even the children of Israel, that He would give them another covenant other than the one that they received at Mount Sinai. And so this is what we believe to a great extent, that we should be people who follow the New Testament. Now, because we do that, some people think that we just don't have a respect or care about the Old Testament. Well, that could be that's the farthest thing from the truth. The Old Testament is that which helps us and helps us to understand the New Testament. In fact, there are entire books of the New Testament that we would have a hard time comprehending what they were talking about, lest we have the Old Testament to go by. You take books like Hebrews and Romans and Revelation. Some of those books are books that are basically books that help us to see a lot more about the what's going on, and they use the examples and they use illustrations found in the Old Testament, showing that this is something we need to go back and study. So I want to tell you, study the Old Testament. Be sure you know that Old Testament, because it'll help you in your preparation for studying the New Testament. It gives us a picture of God, a revelation of God that is so wonderful and so great. It shows Him dealing personally with people and people helping them to live right, showing His love, showing His care, showing His forgiveness to them. And so it's very important that we see that and we understand that. And so we need to study the Old Testament. And so what I want to do tonight, and don't worry, you're only getting half the sermon. I did a whole sermon, but I thought, I better cut that in half. I don't think people want all of that at one time. You can only swallow so much, and that last part would have been hard to go down. You'll get that a little bit later. Don't worry about it. I'm not throwing it away. You never throw a half of a sermon away. You work too hard to get it. But I want us to look at this and understand this in a little bit better way. Now, what we're doing, and why should we be people who study the Old Testament? Why should we be people that look at that? Now, look at this. We need to study the Old Testament because it is inspired of God. God is the one that has inspired not only the New Testament, but the Old Testament. He's the one that spoke those words there. He's the one that delivered the words to the prophets so that they could write them down so that we could have them. He's the one that guarded over those words so that the truth would be taught by those things. And we have to understand that about the Old Testament. In 2 Peter 1, if you look back at verse 16, it said in verse 16, "For we do not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you about the power of the coming of our Lord." He said, we didn't come up with this on our own. But look as he goes down. Look at verse 20 here. "Knowing this, first, that no prophecy that has been given is of any private interpretation." That means a fellow didn't just come up with this on his own. He didn't just say, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to say this. And I'm going to say it's from God. Now, some people can do that. But he said, I want you to know that the truth of God was not delivered that way. That this was something that God delivered. Look at verse 21 here. "For the prophecy never came by the will of men, but the holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." They were moved by the Holy Spirit to write these things, to speak these things, to say these things. Jesus told His apostles, you're going to go out and you're going to go before people. You're going to go before kings and governors and all this. Don't worry about what you're going to say. It'll be there. It'll be there from the Holy Spirit. Now today what we've got to do is to study that word that's given, because it's something that we've got to put within our heart, in our life. And so here, that Old Testament is something that is inspired of God. It's given to us from God. It's not something that just is there and we don't have to listen to it again. But we need to go back and study it even more. Now, we could mention 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, where it says there that all this Scripture. Now, when he's talking about Scripture in this passage, he is not talking about the New Testament Scripture. It hadn't been written yet. He's talking about Old Testament Scripture. Now, that does not negate him saying this and it going on to the New Testament scripture, but he's really talking about the old. Those things are true. Those things are right. And he's saying those things are inspired of God. God's the one that delivered that. It's things that we need to understand, things that we need to comprehend. And so here he's talking about not only just the New Testament, but also the Old Testament, that this is something that we need to follow. We need to be willing to do that. All that scripture is given from God. And what we have to understand is that Jesus was the one that has delivered this message to all men. He's the one that was involved in the creation of the world and also in the creation of that Old Testament. He's the one that's involved in that, in helping us to understand that and know what that Old Testament is all about. Jesus is trying to help us. He is referred to, in fact, if you look in Luke 24 and verse 44, he uses the idea of Sodom and Gomorrah there. Here are these Old Testament cities. Because they would not repent, they would not change, God punished them. They're being used as an example. But not only that, if you go over to Matthew the 4th chapter and start verse 17 and then it goes on through there, Jesus is being tempted. How does he deal with those temptations? Jesus says, it is written. Now, he didn't say, this is written in the New Testament. It was written in the Old Testament. God said this. That should be enough for us to understand that it's inspired of God. If Jesus Christ said, it is written, it is something that is from God, he knew it was from God, and he spoke that word. So he confirmed this word to everybody. He confirmed the Old Testament and that it is a part that we need to listen to and that we need to think about. Now, understand, it is a different law than what we're under today. But we don't throw it out. We don't throw it out at all because we've got that law that we need to follow. Now, look at this second point here. We are those people that have to understand that we are told to study this Old Testament. We're encouraged to do that. I hope that every preacher you've ever had has encouraged you to study the Old Testament. We need to study it. Paul in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 11 said there that these things happen for an example. He uses an Old Testament example. He said these things happen for an example for us today. It's for us today. And so we need to look at those examples. How would we know how God feels about some things unless we studied that Old Testament and saw there how God dealt with the problems that he had to deal with, dealt with the people that were there, and he was willing to forgive people. And it shows God doing that. When the children of Israel sinned, when he was preparing the law to give to them, and they were down there worshiping idols, doing all those things, I don't know. If it had been me, I'd just wiped them out. But here's God in his love, and he says, repent. Those that repented, he forgave, and he allowed to go on. Those that did not repent, what happened to them? Earth opened up, and they were gone. They were gone. It shows there that God rewards those that follow him and he punishes those that do not follow him. That example is used throughout the New Testament for us to understand this, that it is God who does that. God is the one. He's the one that has that kind of power. Galatians 3 and verse 24, it talks about this Old Testament that it is a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. Now, does that mean it's a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ so after we're at Christ we just forget it and throw it away? Not at all. We need to study that. We need to find out how does it show us Christ? How is Christ seen in that? Now, Robert on Wednesday night is looking at some subjects about Christ in the Old Testament. And if you had never studied that before, you need to come. Robert's doing a great job on that. He said it's one of the hardest studies he's ever done. Well, I know what he's talking about. But you can see Jesus Christ throughout the Old Testament. And we need to see him. We need to know he's there. And so here it's Paul saying it was a schoolmaster to take us and to kind of lead us, to teach us, to instruct us, to guide us over to where we could understand Christ. Romans 15 and verse 4, it was written for our learning that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now, studying the Old Testament can give us a hope and can give us a trust in God and can give us a trust in God's Word. and give us something to where we can look forward to. You see, all the way through it, sometimes people just point out the problems in the Old Testament, how God punished Sodom and Gomorrah and other places, how he dealt with people, swallowing people up when they rebelled against him and all that. But you just look at the time that God was willing to forgive people, that God was willing to take people back, that God was willing to take and to deal with them in such a kind way, in a tender way. And that's for us. That's to help us to be able to know that. In 2 Peter 2 and verse 6, it said that it was that serving as an example there. And Peter's talking about the world and people that are not obedient to it. He said, please remember how God dealt with Sodom and Gomorrah. He will always deal with sin in that way. He will reject it. He will punish it. That's what the Old Testament's trying to say to us. That's what the Old Testament is trying to get us to understand. And then we continue in this and we find out why we need to study the Old Testament. It continually is referred to in the New Testament. The New Testament keeps on talking about it. 1 Corinthians 10 again. Verses 1 through 10 is referred to. It's talking about the children of Israel as they're coming across into the promised land and the wilderness. And it's trying to show them as an example there. Now, it's looking back at that. Would they use an example of something that God did not give? I don't think so. You see, if we question whether the Old Testament is inspired, whether we should use the Old Testament, really we're calling into question the New Testament too. We have to, because it's quoted so many times in the New Testament. It's used as a proper example for us to be able to know. Hebrews 10, verses 1 through 40. You read Hebrews 10, and it starts there about all of the people of old. And help us to understand that. Hebrews 10, Hebrews 11, talks about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. It talks about Moses. It talks about Sarah. It talks about how that these were people of faith and people that trusted in God, people that depended upon God. And so it uses just that whole chapter there. It's talking about the Old Testament and an example of what we should have within the New Testament, how we should be. See, we need to be like these people. Look at them as they exhibited their faith. Look at them as they walked by faith. Look at them as they served God by faith. Even though they had to suffer, even though some of them had to die, the example was there. And so here's the example in the Old Testament of that. We can look at James 5, verses 17 through 18. Where James there is talking, and he uses the example of Elijah and is one that prayed. He uses him as that example. And also James 5 verses 10 and 11, where it talks about the suffering people there, and he talks about how that Job was one that suffered and used him as an example. You see how this Old Testament is tied to the New Testament? I'm not saying it's the law we're under today. We're not under the Old Testament law. But please understand, we still have a respect and an honor for that Old Testament law, and it has things to teach us today. Now, as far as our doctrine is concerned, we must come over to the New Testament to find the doctrine that we're going to believe. The worship that they did at that time is totally different than the worship we do here. We have the Lord's Supper this morning. We gave of our means this morning. We do that because of what Jesus Christ said. Now you go back to the old law, to the Jewish law, to the law of Moses, we say. It really is the law of God that was given to the children of Israel. You go back to that one, and we're going to have an altar up here. We're going to have an earthly priest up here. He's going to have to offer those sacrifices, and he's going to have to cut the throat of those animals, and their blood is going to have to be offered there. That's the way they worshiped. It's totally different than the way we worship today. It's hard to comprehend how people today can't see the difference in the Old and the New Testament. Not just about the worship, but about a whole lot of other things. But there's a lot of things that they're alike in too. There are a lot of things that they have in common with the New Testament. One is obedience to God. The Old Testament is filled with admonitions of everybody follow God's way. Do God's will. And you know what? Even the world at that time understood the power of God. You remember the time the children of Israel, when they would go in and maybe another nation would just shake in their boots because the children of Israel were coming. Was it because they were a powerful nation? Because they were great people and they had great warriors and they had great armor? No. Their God. People feared the Jewish nation because of their God. Their God. And you see, today, what should cause people to be afraid, to be scared, is because His church is still followed by, His church is still following that same God with that power, with that strength, with that might, and also with that great love that we have. He's trying to help us to be able to see that. It is really such a great thing. It is confirmed, this Old Testament is, in the New Testament because of all the examples that are used that are there, all the things that God has for us to be able to use there. We need to study the Old Testament because it helps us to better understand the New Testament. Now, I've already mentioned there are certain books in the Bible that we would have a hard time comprehending unless we had the Old Testament to go back to. You take the book of Hebrews. It is a book that is emphasizing that old law and helping people to see the new law that they're under. And it uses example after example in the Old Testament. The book of Romans does the same thing. And maybe not to the extent that Hebrews does, but it does that and helps us to see that. Galatians, other books help us to be able to see and understand this in a better way. Listen to what Peter said in 2 Peter 2, verses 5 through 9. The ancient world, Sodom and Gomorrah, and them were destroyed, and they were used by as an example of how God will deal with sin even today. That's the example that we have. We see an example of God throughout the Old Testament coming over into the New Testament to help us to be able to see that. We've mentioned Hebrews 10 while ago. Hebrews 10 and verse 1. The law was a shadow of good things to come. Now, the shadow is not as good as the good things, but the shadow still says there's something there. And we need to listen to it. We need to think about it. We need to study it. We need to study it in such a way that it will help us to confirm what is said in the New Testament. In 1 Peter 3, verses 20 and 21, it here says that the New Testament is an example. The like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, talking about here's the children of Israel as they're coming through the clouds there, how God is receiving them, how God is cleansing them. And it's used as an example today to help us to see what we need to do as far as obeying the gospel, as far as being immersed in water, as far as being cleansed there. Then it also helps us to be people who we see and better understand God. We better comprehend who God is and what God is trying to do. In Romans 11 and verse 22, he says, consider the goodness and the severity. The goodness of God and the severity of God. Now, how do you see the severity of God? Because in the New Testament, God does not deal with His people like He does in the Old Testament. He doesn't deal with them in a personal way like that. He is sending His Son, and He's elevating His Son. But you go back to the Old Testament, and you see the example there, how that God is helping us to understand, listen, this is an important book, this is an important thing, and helping us to comprehend that. God in the Old Testament is an example for us to listen to, us to think about, and us to study about even today, so that we can comprehend that and help other people to understand that. And this is what I want us to understand. The Old Testament is such a wonderful book. If we can help our children and our grandchildren to see the stories that are there. They like to read all the books. You know, Harry Potter and all these other books about whales and all these things that they read. That's great. But we need to read it. We need to read and tell them the story about the Old Testament too. We need to let them know about men like David and Goliath. And that's one story. Can you remember the Bible stories that you had when you were young? Most of them, I dare say most of them to most of you, came out of the Old Testament. And they're examples. Our teachers, they use that Old Testament in a great way to help young people to understand about what's going on for us today, what we need to do, how we need to follow God, how we need to be a part of that. Oh, listen, if I could have given you the other half of this sermon, you'd be asleep by now. No, you wouldn't. I wouldn't let you go to sleep. But you'll get that sometime. But all I want to do tonight is a simple thing. I want you to see the importance of the Old Testament, the importance of reading the Old Testament. Some of you are reading the Bible all the way through. And we have some papers on the table back there for you if you want to be able to do that. Don't worry about not starting now. Don't worry about you hadn't done it before. That's okay. Just start now and do what you can reading it now. But I'm telling you, you read that Old Testament. Now, some of it, when you get over there, some of it is going to be something that you're going to go, oh, no, because it's not exciting. It's talking about the parts of the law and the people there. That's okay. Read that. You'll understand it better a little bit later. But study this Old Testament. I believe in that. I hope you believe in it. I think it's inspired of God just as much as the New Testament. It is not the law that we're under today. But that does not mean that we throw it away. That does not mean that we cast it aside. But we use it in the way God intended for it to be used, as that which helped us to see the greater things in the New Testament. That confirms Jesus Christ as the Son of God. That shows that He is the Son of God, no doubt about it. That's the example that we have. If you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, I want to encourage you to become one. I want to encourage you to become a child of God, because God deals with His people and He deals with the world. And I want Him to deal with you in a kind, loving way. And the only way to do that is for you to be a child of God. No threat. It's just the truth, okay? Not trying to scare anybody, but just telling you that's the truth. And basically, I think most people know that. Do something about it. If you're not a Christian, you need to become a child of God. You need to do that. And then follow God. Do what His will is. Now, if you're here tonight,